Today on I'm Gonna Count to Three, we're gonna be talking birthdays. We'll be talking about great places to have birthday parties and different birthday party themes in the Milwaukee area. We'll be talking about our feelings about our kids getting older, and then we'll be putting the spotlight on two birthday girls in our family. Amy Schwabe, I'm the editor of Metro Parent Magazine.
I'm Matt Colby, I'm a graphics and content creator for Now News Group.
So recently I realized by looking at your Facebook that by creepily stalking you, that your daughter had a birthday like the same week as my daughter.
So
Alex turned 13, dear Lord.
Layla turned six, so okay. I got a ways to go yet before that.
Oh, you do, but it really, really goes fast.
Yeah.
But, so anyway, so we thought we could talk about birthdays today since we have two birthday girls in our families. I want to know, Matt, I want to know about your birthday philosophy in your family. Because I originally said, oh, let's talk about different places to have birthday parties. And you said you don't really do, like, kid parties.
No, we haven't really done the kid ones yet. We mostly just do family at the birthday parties. And then we have a neighbor family that my kids are friends with their kids. They're in the same grades as my two kids. And they'll come over for the birthdays and stuff, but that's cool. Pretty much all we do. My mom makes the cakes, and they're amazing and fantastic, and
really?
She decorates them and bakes them and everything. Yeah, they're amazing.
Okay.
We've gotten pizza, we've done just cold lunch meat sandwiches, we've done Sloppy Joes, we've done the brats, hamburgers, hot dogs, and we just kind of hang out and open presents, and my sister who lives in Houston Skypes in during the gift
that's
opening.
Cool.
Yeah. So
that's pretty awesome. Yep. I was thinking of the because we do birthdays pretty big in our family. I don't know how that started. I kind of blame my mom at first because when we were kids, we used to have these just whatever theme we wanted, and she would plan a whole birthday party around it. So we kind of do the same thing now, and and you probably know this, when you start something, you create a monster with children. Like, we started like, oh yeah, kids, what birthday theme do you want? And now they expect it every year.
Yep.
So Alex has gotten kind of crazy. She told me the other day that one thing she appreciates about me is that I do a theme based on whatever she wants, and she has had weird ones. She had an Amelia Earhart birthday party when she was really strangely into Amelia Earhart, and
whatever floats her boat.
It's cool. I mean, it's an interesting, it's interesting, and we actually ended up going to we had been planning on going on a road trip to Washington D.C. that year, and she got to learn lots of history about Amelia Earhart. She's everywhere when you start.
Yep.
That is bad. She's not everywhere.
She's everywhere and nowhere.
She's gone. No, but
do you know something that we don't know?
No, she's everywhere. Weirdly, there is no Amelia Earhart, party favors or decorations in Party City.
Imagine that. Come on.
So, I had to do a party about Amelia Earhart. We did, I had the kids make paper airplanes, and they kind of, threw them into, a cornhole game.
Abyss so that they
threw them into the abyss. Yeah. This is, wow, now that I'm talking about this, my daughter had a very dark birthday theme. Okay, anyway, let's move on. She also did, Garfield, which I thought would be better, because, you see Garfield, pillows and, whatever cartoons around. But again, there's not a lot of themed things, so we had to make up our own thing for that. For that, we did an obstacle course where we kind of did things that were Garfield-esque. We set out, nap mats, and they had to pretend to take a nap. And then they had to, collect ingredients for lasagna and put them in.
Right.
So, there's always things that you can do around those things. We've had more mainstream things too. This is probably not a surprise. We've had lots of Disney themes.
Yeah.
So, but that kind of thing. I don't know. I also have, I will say, when you do have kids' birthday parties, my main tips are have a limited amount of time. 2 hours is plenty. It really is. When you're having a bunch of kids, you know, they don't need to open presents at the party. That's not a thing anymore, I've noticed. They don't really open the presents. They kind of, like, they do their activity. They do their cake. They do their, you know, and then they just, they don't have time for that, which is fine by me. Also, we do stations. Like, when we have them at our house, it's like, okay, separate the kids into different, you know, activities with an adult at each one. And my final tip, no meal. Do it at a time when you don't have to serve the kids a meal, and then that'll save money.
Sure.
And, I mean, we usually try to have it, like, between 2 and 4, because then it's like, cake is acceptable, but you don't have to serve them food, real food.
Sugar them up and send them home.
Exactly. And also with Wendy, she has a birthday in February, so during the school year. So we, a lot of times, I'll have her birthday party right after school. And that's nice, because everybody can just, like, go there and then have the party and then go home. So we've also done some cool places for parties. We've done, you know, the typical Chuck E. Cheese and Stonefire Pizza. Those are cool. I know a lot of people talk about how much birthday parties cost, but these places are pretty reasonable when you're considering that if you're having them at your house, you're paying for, you know, well, if you are feeding them a meal, you're paying them for food and decorations and everything. And when you go to these to places to have them, all that's included. We've also, Alex had a party at a Marcus Theater. So she
that's
did
cool.
the, yeah, they have, like, they give you a party room and then you get, like, you know, one of those kids' meal things with the popcorn and candy. Do you know of any
places? Mia, my oldest daughter, she was to one a couple of years ago from one of her friends at Midwest Twisters in Heartland.
Those are cool, too.
Where they just kind of bounce around and get to go on the zip line and all that stuff. And then there's been stuff at, like, the YMCA. They've done swimming parties or just, like, play parties where they just get to play in the activity rooms or the gym or whatever. And, yeah, those are kind of what typically go on out by where I live. And I mean, Monkey Joe's, they've had stuff at.
They've had a lot of those.
I don't get the inflatable love.
Like, you don't?
I don't.
I was completely jealous when I first saw one of those. I'm like, I want one of those when I was a kid. But I don't get it.
I'm like, it's just a big balloon that you're jumping on.
I don't know. I was going to say, at one of Alex's parties, we actually rented one for our backyard.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, we had the stations going, and I was going to have my dad supervise the kids in there.
Sure.
And he goes to me, he's like, no, I'll do the, you know, I'll make the bracelets with the kids. Like, the craft. Like, my dad sitting there, like, I'll make bracelets. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. But I thought you, and he said he cannot watch children on the inflatables because he's terrified they're going to break something. Yeah. Which does happen sometimes, so.
Yeah. Mia also went to one party where it was her first sleepover.
Oh.
And she said she stayed up till like midnight, and then she woke up at 4.
Of course. They don't seem to sleep very much.
No. Those, I picked her up and I was like, so how was it? And the mom was like, oh, she woke up a little early.
Yes, it's kind of tough, you know, sleeping in somebody else's house, I guess. But, yeah. I also did see when I was looking, the Humane Society has parties. Have you seen that?
I've heard of it. They just want you to pet their animals.
Yeah,
and stuff,
I think so. Yeah, you have like a regular party, but then you also get to play with the animals. The article that I wrote this week was I'm in an emotional mood this week because, as I said, Alex just turned 13, and that is shocking to me.
2 years she'll be driving.
Okay, that is something I do not need to hear right now. Alex has no sense of direction, so no, we can't.
That's what we have phones and GPS for.
Yeah, I don't need her on her phone while she's driving. That's oh my goodness. Anyway, so I kind of wrote kind of a first person, just getting my thoughts out there about being the mom of a teenager, and I, you know, obviously you're several years behind in that manner, but I think it's a relatable thing for all parents, just the idea of your kids getting older and how that makes you feel. So tell me, Matt, how do you feel?
I notice things that sometimes you'll just look at your kids and be like, wow, they look really, really grown up.
I know.
And it's kind of like, yeah, they lose kind of the baby face and the pitch in their voice that's a little young, where they mispronounce words like kind of the baby talk stuff. And and as they grow up and they get bigger and you just kind of get sentimental and you're like, you're not this big anymore. And I remember I read something somewhere where it said, too many people don't realize that they're going to pick their kids up for the last time. And you know what I mean?
Gosh, you're gonna it's the worst.
Like, no, so true.
Sobbing. I had a moment this morning because Alex's birthday was actually yesterday, and she, every morning, when I wake them up and bring them downstairs, I'll still carry Wendy downstairs.
Yeah.
And Alex will always ask me, why don't you carry me? And I'm like, because you're almost as tall as me. Right. I'm not carrying you downstairs. But I did this morning because she's like, for my birthday? I'm like, all right. So I carried my 13-year-old daughter downstairs today. And yeah. I also have the moments like you were saying about your kids mispronouncing words. I had a bad mom moment because with Wendy, some of the words they say are so adorable, you don't want to correct them because you don't want them to stop saying them.
Right.
And I actually let Wendy go to school mispronouncing a word, and she still tells me. She's like, one of my classmates had told me I was saying it wrong. I'm like, oh, I should have, right. I should have prepared you better for that. But it was so cute.
Yeah.
I didn't want to stop. I mean, there are good things about your kids growing up. Like, I don't...
Self-sufficient.
Self-sufficiency is huge. And I also will say that they're a lot more interesting to hang out with. Once you can stop playing, like, the incredibly boring, stupid games.
The memory match. And
and all... It's like...
Candyland.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun when they're old enough to play poker, you know?
Like, right.
Or just like board games. I mean, right. I've told you about the game Encore, which is all you have to like say musical lyrics right. to songs, and I am like Alex is better than me, and it's all from osmosis. She's like just listened to these songs her whole life, and now you know she's quoting AC/DC, and she said I'm like wow I'm. Your kids totally impress you as they get older. It's like, wow, you know things. That's cool.
Mia, the other day, she came up with, we were camping out in my mom and dad's backyard. Yeah. There were worms and stuff outside, and she was looking at them, and she says, like, what they force out of themselves is called frass.
Oh.
And no one's like, what? And we looked it up, and sure enough, that's the stuff that comes out of worms. And yeah, and one time, a couple of years ago, she saw a jet in the air, and she's like, that's its contrail, and we're like, what?
Wow, that's impressive.
So, yeah, she is a sponge. And
yeah, they are. Now, do you cry at your kids' events, like graduations, or?
They haven't really had any no, they don't do the kindergarten graduation thing at Dousman.
Oh.
No, so we haven't had a whole lot of milestones like that yet, but
pageants.
I'll be watching movies or TV shows and see something that will get the room a little dusty.
So, yeah. Dusty.
Yeah. it's amazing how it's always dusty when stuff like that comes
up. Yeah. No, that's me, too. Like, Alex asked me, like, in the lead up to her birthday, she's like, Mom, are you going to cry on my 13th birthday? And I don't. I don't cry at the... I didn't cry at they did have a kindergarten graduation or the first communions. I don't cry at that, but I will, like, randomly sob at, you know.
Yep.
Just, you know, I'll be sitting and thinking about them. And,
you have something to remind you of them or...
Yeah.
Or, you'll see something they'll do and it'll... Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know both my kids still to this day, when they were really little and they were first sitting up, they'd tuck their feet under their butts when they were watching TV, and they'll get them so like tight and compact. They'll still do that to this day. So whenever they do that, it's like, oh, they were so little once.
They were. Yep. My husband will do that too. We were watching, Alex actually wanted to watch home videos of herself, of her previous birthdays this weekend, and And my husband did. He's like, do you remember when you were little and you used to just go to sleep on my chest? And yeah. I was like, yeah. And she's like, no, I don't remember that. And he's like, I do.
Yep.
I need to leave the room for a minute. No.
One thing I love is that the Facebook, the On This Day thing, when they come. But then you see them, see all the pictures in the video, yeah. And they're like, I should have taken more videos.
I know, right? Let's get off of the sadness here.
All right.
So for our third segment, I thought that we could kind of put the spotlight on the birthday girls. And we kind of interviewed them. Kind of a quiz type of situation here.
A survey.
We surveyed them, and then I thought that we could ask each other what we think their answers were to see how well we know them. So I haven't looked at the answers that Alex said, so I'm going to give it to you.
All right.
And you can ask me, and hopefully I'll know them, and hopefully you can read what she said.
Okay.
She has her teenage loopy writing going on now. So.
I should be good, I think.
Okay. All right.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Okay. I think Alex wants to be an author, children's librarian, or a teacher, something along those lines.
Her answer is my high school job would be a librarian, and I would love to be an author.
Okay, cool.
So you're one for one, I think.
Wow, awesome. Well, I didn't know that she had it specified by her high school job. Okay.
She's going to have to get a library degree.
Yeah, I know. She can't be a librarian. I'm thinking she's talking about working in a library because, yeah, she can't be a librarian.
All right. What was your favorite birthday party?
Okay, her favorite birthday party. I didn't tell you about this. We had a surprise party for her just for turning 13. We did an extra one where she told me afterwards, she said that was on her bucket list to be surprised. So did she say that?
She said, I think my 13th will be my favorite.
Oh.
But if that doesn't count, then my Garfield themed one or any of my Taylor Swift ones.
That's another theme she had several times, Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift wasn't hard to find things for. All right, I didn't get that one right. Well, kind of. Yeah, 13, yeah. Half a point for that one.
What has your favorite birthday gift been?
I'm going to say her Chromebook. Was that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, yeah.
Man, you really know your kids.
I'm glad. Well, I also came up with the questions. Maybe I did ones I knew the answers to.
What have you always wanted as a gift?
Oh, I don't know that one. Maybe. Oh, what has she wanted? A trip to Disney World?
Nope. She says, I've always wanted my American Girl doll.
Or a guinea pig. I know she wants a guinea pig.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. That wouldn't be a birthday gift, though, because she would have to share that with Wendy.
What's your dream location for a birthday party?
Okay, that has to be Disney World.
Taylor Swift's house.
Seriously? Taylor Swift's house?
Yeah, that's...
How is she going to get into Taylor Swift's house? We're going to Nashville this summer, and I'm concerned that she's going to be talking.
She's going to go rogue.
We're gonna lose her.
We're going to see her on the news.
All right.
Name the thing about your mom that makes you laugh the most.
Okay, so this is something about me that makes her laugh. Probably something, isn't it something embarrassing?
No.
Is she?
I like the way she worded it, though.
What did she say?
Says when she tries to make a joke but fails.
Okay. Yeah, all right. I guess that's
well. What do you think makes your mom laugh the most about you?
Her horrible accents?
No, she said any of my dumb jokes or good ones.
All right. She tells both dumb jokes and good jokes, but I have to say her accents when she tries, you know, British accent, whatever. It is the most horrible thing I've ever heard. And you know how you tell your kids they're good at things? I don't, even if they're not the greatest.
Yeah.
I don't pull punches with that. She's like, Mommy, aren't I good at this? And I'm like, no, you're horrible. Yeah. But anyway.
What do you do the most that annoys your mom?
She, when she is, like, oblivious and not listening to me and just, like, spacing out, and then I have to repeat myself 5 times.
Yep, zoning out and not hearing what she says.
See, she knows it, so why does she do it?
Yep. What do you think your mom's perfect day would be?
Reading all day?
She says reading, walking, and family hanging out.
Okay, yes, that's true.
Yep.
The best is when I can read while they're just around me. It's like, oh, you're here, but I can just read.
Yeah. What do you think is your mom's greatest hope for you when you grow up?
I want her to be happy.
To be happy?
Yes!
That was very good. All right. Now, my daughter's whims change with the changing of the temperature. So.
Well, she's six, so yes.
So here, we'll see what we got here.
Ooh, okay.
I'm worried that I'm going to not be good. I have to follow that. You were like 100%.
I was not. Okay. What does Layla want to be when she grows up?
Oh, there's been so many things. I'd say she's mentioned she wants to be what she calls a hairstyler.
Yeah, she has that on here.
Yeah.
So why does she want to be a hairstyler?
She's our little fashionista. She will just put in ponytails and all sorts of stuff just all day.
To other people or just herself?
Whoever. Okay. And mostly herself.
Whoever is going through.
Mostly herself, but she'll spend like a half an hour trying to do her hair.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Does her sister like when she does that?
No.
No.
Because Mia's hair is much thicker than Layla's is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so funny. That is exactly the same with my kids, yeah. too. The one with the thick hair does not like
Yeah.
Her. Okay, she has another thing on here she wants to be.
Oh, boy. They sometimes think being a princess is a job.
No, that's it's not out here, but that would okay. be cool.
Maybe, I don't... Maybe,
didn't you say she wanted the villagers to...
Yeah, yeah. She wants the villagers to pay for her wedding when she's of age.
I love that she thinks there are villagers.
I'm going to have to break that one to her one of these days.
She said she wants to be a singer.
Oh, okay.
Is she a good singer?
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Oh, cool. All right, what has her favorite birthday been?
Probably the most recent one, because she had all the bell stuff.
She did say her sixth birthday.
Yep.
I also think it's funny that both of our kids said their most recent because that's probably what's,
yep.
it's like, I don't know what happened yep. before that.
Yep.
So what was her favorite birthday gift?
The bell dress, I would assume.
So, yeah. So was it, like, what kind of dress
was it? Oh, it's one of the ones from Target, the official bell dress.
Is it the costume from the new dress. Movie?
Or yep. from the, okay. Yeah, from the new one.
So is she a fan of the new one or the old
she
one?
She likes the new one better.
So do I.
Yeah.
All right. What has she always wanted for a birthday gift?
Oh, boy. It's probably something to do with Belle or Disney.
It is. It's Beauty and the Beast or Frozen
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yup. So does she have a lot of that stuff?
Yeah, she has most of it.
So she's a happy
she's
person.
Good, yeah,
she has
she's pretty
what she
happy.
Wants. What's her dream location for a birthday party?
Disney World?
Yes! Your yeah. child answered what I thought my child would answer.
Nice. Nice.
That would be a cool place for Disney.
That would be
where
cool.
do you think, it's not this specific, but where do you think she'd want it in Disney World?
Probably in the Magic Kingdom somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I would.
I know they have that Be Our Guest place.
Did you go there?
No, we didn't.
It was cool. It was.
We'll probably have to the next time.
Yeah. It was go for dinner, not for lunch.
Okay.
Lunch is not good. What about your dad makes you laugh?
When I play with her or be goofy with her.
Your funny jokes. That's the
okay,
same thing.
Yeah.
What do you do that's goofy?
Well, I'll talk in different voices and sing stuff that she thinks is funny. Or, yeah.
Okay. Bye. What does she do that makes you mad or frustrated?
Well, there's a couple things.
Let's talk about that.
Probably the listening thing is the worst.
Yep, that's on there.
And the getting up way too early.
Oh, she gets up way too early.
Yeah, she not as bad as Mia, but yeah, they're up before 6 o'clock usually every day.
Nice. Not listening. Is that the So describe a not listening thing. Is it when you've told her to do something?
Oh, yeah. Or she's just too stubborn to do what I've said.
Because she knows better.
Yeah.
Okay. I love her answer to this one.
Oh, boy.
Matt, what would your perfect day be?
Watching the Brewers?
Nope.
Going to a movie?
Nope.
I don't know. You're probably going to have to tell me.
Your perfect day would be if she was being good all day.
That's awesome. That's very funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's true. That would be a pretty perfect day.
Yeah, if she was good all day.
Yeah.
All right. What do you hope for her when you grow up?
I hope that she's happy and is doing whatever she wants to do.
She said that I'm happy and I'm really good.
Nice.
She needs to be well behaved.
Yes.
I like that our kids both know we want them to be happy.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yep.
I think we've succeeded. So, do you have a joke today?
Okay, this is going to be the best joke you've ever heard.
Wow, okay. Well, you're selling it.
What does an annoying pepper do?
What does an annoying pepper do?
Yeah.
What?
Gets jalapeno face.
That was good. I liked it.
It was well worth the wait.
It was. Sure. That was a good joke. So, right. Thank you for that.
Yep.
And we will see you next time.
Music for I'm Gonna Count to Three was provided by bensound.com.